I'm here at Channel 8 right now, and I have a guest here. Her name is Contessa Emmanuel. And tell us a little bit about your background, and what do you have here to share with us?
I am from England, Bradford, Yorkshire, and I am an ordained evangelist. I've done prison ministry, I've dealt with battered women. I'm just an all-woman's minister that goes towards the hurting. I believe I was called to love the unlovely. I'm the one that will go into hell and pull that woman back out and be smelling the sulfur. But at the end of the day, you will smell empowerment over all of us.
Now, you are full of energy, and you said that you just came from a few years of sabbatical?
Absolutely. I did 7 years sabbatical because after going through being beheaded from the divorce, because that's what it is, it's an execution, I had to heal for 7 years before I could come back and empower women. You know, there's too many hurting so-called ministers on the pulpit today, and they can't be packed thought. That's why there's so much going on in Atlanta and everywhere right now. People need to sit down, seek God, and get the anointing all over again.
Yes, yeah. So you have a book here called...
The Integrity of the Headless Woman, Six Women Overcoming the Execution of Divorce.
Okay. Tell us just a little bit about that.
It's... The man is the head of the household. Mm-hmm. So if another woman comes and takes your man, in theory, you've been beheaded. But it's about overcoming, being chosen to survive it, whatever your it is. Mm-hmm. There's also a workbook on here. These are women that says, I've given everything to this marriage. I did everything the right way. Why am I going through this? Uh-huh. Because you was chosen to survive it.
Right, right. So if our listeners are interested about this book, how can they get hold of it?
Integrity of the Headless Woman has its own page on Facebook, and there's also a link how to purchase it on there as well. Then they can find me, Contessa Emmanuel, on Facebook, mm-hmm. because I also have prayer requests on there. So if you need to be ministered to, there's a lot of hurting women out there. Women that's going through things that they can't talk to their pastor about, mm-hmm. things they're ashamed that's happened in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. I am that type of woman. Mm-hmm. I have been kidnapped by Jamaican Mafia. I have been beaten. I have got a rape baby. Mm-hmm. So I am an overcomer. So, and it's not just by words.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I have earned my stripes.
Yeah.
The word of God says by the stripes we are healed.
Yeah.
So the way I look at stripes, you know, in the military, when you earn your stripes, those are my stripes I've earned. So I'm a colonel by now.
Okay. All right. Well, Colonel Contessa, tell us, are you staying here in the States or going back?
I am here in Indianapolis right now, and I'm available. I'm getting ready to put a conference together. I have been chosen to survive at conference. Mm-hmm. So look out for that. We're not quite sure of a date right now. So, yes, I am here, and just whatever God wants me to do, mm-hmm. and I'm here. So there's a lot, for some reason or other. I arrived here it was Christmas Eve when the husband said he didn't want to be married anymore. Mm-hmm. And I drove from Columbia, South Carolina, all the way to Indianapolis. The Lord says, come here and rest. I have a daughter here. So I've been here, I've rested, and written the book. You know, so I'm just so happy that I'm empowered today.
Yes.
And it's not just that, you know, cliche word. I'm mm-hmm. so tired of hearing it all over the place. No, let me smell sulfur of you, baby. Then I know you've been empowered.
Yeah, I understand.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest today. And God bless you.
Thank you very much. And God bless you. And, you know, chosen to survive it. Hello.